This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm honored to be standing here, and I rather imagine you're surprised that I am. Last time you and I were side by side, somebody stepped on my tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, folks.
No, that wasn't Joe Biden. That was the late, great Foster Brooks. But it could have been creepy, freaky Joe. Captain Demento. I call him Joey Demento. What's up, Neanderthals? Those of you sick of wearing masks, that's what Joey Demento calls you. Neanderthals. All these well people who don't care if they don't get anybody sick. In other words, if you're well, you're not getting anybody sick. Why in the heck are you wearing a mask? Oh, it's to protect you too. Well, if you're not worried about it, shouldn't it be your choice? When it comes to killing black babies, it's a woman's choice, right? It's her body. She can do what she wants. When it comes to you wearing your mask, well, it's your body, but you can't do what you want. Funny how the double standard works with leftists, isn't it? See, I'm a realist. I'm a logical person. I know how to apply logic to all situations. And I say, what's the difference? I'm not trying to kill a baby. I just want to breathe uninhibited. The way the good Lord birthed me. But see, what we've learned is logic is a white man's tool. If I'm using logic, well, hey, Kevin Jackson, who are you, man, trying to be white? So we wear our mask as Neanderthals, right? Some fat cat, super wealthy leftists are meeting right now, and they're going to sit around probably watching big monitors that have us on like we're guinea pigs, like we're part of zoo animals, and they're betting on how long the public will go for this ruse before we finally say enough is enough. You remember the movie Trading Places? Where they switch places with Eddie Murphy and Aykroyd, and then they at the end they say, you won, and the winner got a dollar. There are fat cats around this world playing with your lives, and they're betting a dollar. That's how meaningful you are to them. $1. Here, you win the bet. I bet on how many businesses I could shut down with a ruse. How many? 40 million. Ooh, you won. $1. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for the support, paying attention to our ads, things like that, helping us out where you can, donating time, energy, effort, promotion, sending this show out, telling other people about it, me, whatever. Supporting theflickfest.com. Those of you who have joined, I would love for you to call 844-551-8255 if you've gotten on the Flick Fest and tell me what your thoughts are, good or bad. Look, we already know we got to get it onto big TV screens at your home. You can get it on there, but you have to plug it up through your PC. But it will be available in a couple of months direct. Actually, it may be before that, directly to your TV like a Netflix. But if you're watching it on your PC or your phone or a tablet, if you haven't had a positive experience, I'd be shocked. I'm not telling you you're going to like every movie, but you're going to like the experience, and you're going to like a lot of those films. And we have a bunch more to get loaded. Anyway, again, welcome, folks. Glad you're with me. I love speaking to you. I love being a part of your lives in whatever form. I've made amazing friendships through this show, lifelong ones. And some people that have joined us and are helping us. By the way, if you want to be part of the team where you push information out and you want to be on the inside, we would love to have you contact us. If you want to be the person that says, Kevin, everything you guys do, get it to me. I'll get it to my 20 friends or my 20 whatever. That's the way we expand. We have a meeting on Thursdays where I meet with that team. And they say, what are you into this time? And we give them. We tell them, hey, we're doing this. We're doing that. We're doing this. So by all means, get, you know, be part of that team. We need the help. I'm not too proud to tell you. We can't do this by ourselves. Anyway, we live in this era of misinformation, all for the sake, folks, of greed and power of a select few. The pursuit of dominance. What a world we live in where you can destroy people just because. Now, as I considered that when I was thinking about the notes today and what I wanted to talk to you guys about, I said to myself, what an elixir. I can imagine that it could be a bit of a high. It could be a rush to cancel somebody, to get rid of them, to say, you're done. To point the finger at somebody and say, your life as you know it is over. How many people would you want to get back at if you had that kind of power? How far would you go back? Would you go back to high school? Somebody that bullied you? Would you go back to somebody that wronged you? Maybe hit on your boyfriend or, you know, slept with your boyfriend or your girlfriend? Maybe somebody that, you know, wasn't apologetic when they did something wrong for whatever reason. And you just could look at them and go, boom, you're gone. You're toast. Don't be too quick to say, Kevin, I would never do that. You sure? You sure there's not somebody in your past that you go, oh, no, yep, old Freddy, he would get it. Oh, yeah, that lady that accused me of this, or that person that did this to me, or that guy. I'll give you an example. There's a guy, I was getting furniture loaded. I rented a truck, and I forget the details of it, but they were in the wrong. I show up at the facility. I need the truck that day. And the guy gets mad because his employee did something wrong, and I called him out for it, and he says, I'm not giving you a truck. And it was his prerogative. I tell you right now, I'd cancel that guy. I'd cancel him. I remember the thought I had, like, I wish I had the power to just do something to you really bad. I'd do it. And I would have done it. And there's a part of me that even to this day goes, you know what? You can't be wrong. You know, if he were right, I wouldn't want to cancel him. But he's wrong. Who would you cancel? I don't think we're as pure as we think sometimes when it comes to that. But that power is what the left wields. And they do cancel people. It's an elixir. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my goodness, man, the fake news. I hope that the story we're about to talk about, you got it right away. That you knew immediately it was nonsense. We're talking about Fort Pelosi, the U.S. Capitol. Here's how this story reads. The Capitol Police is increasing security in an effort to thwart a potential attack by an unified militia group. Unidentified. Unidentified militia group. Yeah, kind of like the unnamed sources in all the reporting that we see every day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you fell for that story, shame on you. What we have is more of the same of January the 6th. Oh my goodness, look at what these conservatives do, who've never done this before, by the way. Antifa does it, Black Lives Matter does it, but the Tea Party never did it. Occupy Wall Street did it, but Trump supporters never did it. Accused all the time, Jussie Smollett, but never happened, and still they try to sell this lie. And so my question to you is, did you believe this stupid story that they need to thwart a potential attack by an unidentified militia group? In a statement, the department said it was aware and prepared for any potential threats towards members of Congress or towards the Capitol complex. Yeah. Hey, what about the damage that's being done inside? Anybody going to address that militia known as the leftist? Here's what they said in the statement. We have obtained intelligence that shows a possible plot to breach the Capitol by an unidentified militia group on Thursday, March the 4th. I want you to just think about that sentence. We have obtained intelligence of a possible plot by an unidentified group. That is about as much a news story or something you should put your, you know, bet the farm on. As well, my cousin told his third, his best friend's mama's daddy's boy, said, unbelievable. It's funny, I was walking by Melissa's office and she says to me, she goes, can you believe what they're trying to sell? And I said, the Capitol Police. She goes, yep. We were both all over it. A possible plot based on unidentified this. I mean, the idea that the left believes they can sell this, and let me tell you, this is what is so infuriating, is that there are a base of people who go, man, you see them conservatives, man, them Republicans, boy, they do anything, man. You got to watch them militias and stuff like this, and they won't even give it 2 seconds of actual thought. And what's going to be our pushback? You think any of the Republicans are going to stand up on the Hill and say, this is absolute nonsense? If there's anybody plotting anything, it's the Democrats plotting it to bring people in. The people that they discovered on January the 6th that were related to the Democrats would be a full-blown scandal if it was truly Republicans. The department added, I love this, it was working with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners. What partners? To stop threats to the Capitol. They call it Camp Pelosi or Fort Pelosi because they built this wall around all these congressional leaders. They didn't need it before. They didn't need it when Trump was president, but they need it now because Trump's out. And now everybody's out to get him. That's what they've got to make you believe. They said, we've already made significant security upgrades to include establishing a physical structure and increasing manpower to ensure protection of the Congress, the public, and our police officers. They put that one in order. The only thing they care about protecting is Congress. If you think they care about protecting you or police officers, you're delusional. This is another one of those stories that just drives me crazy. Because you know it's such a lie. Here's another one that was a little known story. Because here's the thing. Diseases aren't supposed to help any political party. But the Wu flu helped Democrats to trillions of your dollars. Because once the coup occurred, the big cheat, it was, you might as well just open up your wallet in every other part of your body and say, take whatever you want, Democrats, because that's what they've done. And this article says a key member of Joe Biden's inner circle has supposedly admitted in private that COVID is the best thing that ever happened to him. The disturbing quote was attributed to longtime Democrat operative Anita Dunn, a Biden campaign mastermind who worked as the interim communications director in the White House. And the book she wrote is called Lucky, How Biden Barely Won the Presidency. Good luck with that book. The behind-the-scenes revelations. Now, she may not be privy to the big cheat, but I can tell you this. Whatever she wrote about this scamdemic, it is correct. The scamdemic is a joke. And behind the scenes, they're laughing at you. I said earlier in the broadcast that there's a bunch of rich fat cats who bet a dollar on what they can get the public to do. Their sport is manipulating people, getting them to do things they would never do, getting Roberts to vote for something he never would have voted for. Let me ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you believe that there are people out there who have, you know, illicit information, if you will, on high-ranking people, and they can use that to manipulate them? Do you believe that exists? See, I firmly believe that exists. Let's go back to this Capitol story for a second. So now they're building this narrative that we're all radicals and things like this, because this isn't an effort to take away our guns, ultimately to take away our freedoms. You think those stories, there's none of this part of that story ever happened. So you have to be asking yourself, what's the bigger picture? Fast forward back to the Wu flu, getting your money, the people doing things they would never do. And you ask yourself, why would Roberts vote for Obamacare? And the host of other things that they've been able to do, like not hearing cases of the Supreme Court for voter fraud. How does that happen? It happens because of everything we're talking about. Media manipulation and a host of other things. You have to be pretty diabolical to want to pull off something like this, where you accuse people innocently of doing things, then you orchestrate it so that it looks like that they are indeed doing it. But this is what the Democrats are the best at. Look at slavery as an example.
Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavitt giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people age 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News. Two of the women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment are sharing their stories. Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to accuse Cuomo of harassment, telling a reporter that she decided to go public because she wanted to be the one to tell her story. The second woman, Charlotte Bennett, sitting down with CBS News.
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
How did you respond to those questions?
I responded honestly. And when I was even thinking of coming forward, I think that was where I held the most shame, and that, like, I really was uncomfortable.
The Northeast is shivering with below-zero wind chills today in upstate New York and much of New England. Meantime, a new storm on the West Coast is bringing heavy snow to the higher elevations from California to Washington. Other parts of the Southwest, including Phoenix, Arizona, seeing temperatures in the low 80s. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Off the last segment asking people, is there somebody you would want to get even with in life? You know, that really hurt you bad, that you'd want to cancel. I mean, we're all about forgiveness, right, and getting over this stuff. There's some people that you go, no, they deserve to be canceled. I want you to know, there are people that think that about you and you've done nothing to them. You've done nothing. See, the people that you might want to get even with, there's something they did. They wronged you, and they know it was wrong. Talked to a friend of mine the other day. He says, Kevin, a guy sued him. He goes, he did $30,000 worth of work on a $100,000 project. And in the end, because they didn't do a formal agreement, he ended up having to pay the guy $25,000 more in cash. He says, I wanted to kick the living daylights out of him. My friend was wronged. And he's right to feel that way. Now, you can turn the other cheek, but, you know, I'm not there. I'll be honest with you. My walk with God hasn't gotten me to that point yet. But there are people out there that you can do nothing to, and they want to cancel you. They want to cancel you because they disagree with your philosophy. Your philosophy doesn't impact them in any way. They remind me of these serial killers at hospitals. They go into a person's room, inject some chemical that'll kill you, and then they continue making their rounds. It was nothing to them. They killed two or three people, you know, a person on a shift. They won't do two or three at a time because it's too obvious. But they'll kill a person on a shift and just walk away. I saw a story about a guy like this. Every hospital he's ever worked at, he worked for the VA, but every hospital he ever worked at, he was Dr. Death. I see those types of people as Gavin Newsom, Governor Cuomo, Killa, Nancy Pelosi, Bill Gates, many others we don't even know. The rules don't even apply to them. And they've got complicit people all over the place. But I want to talk about this. There's a story here. We had a top anchor in Arizona, Fox News, and she decided to leave her job. And I want you to hear her talk about this, because this is the state of, quote, journalism and the state of leftism in America that drove this magnificent woman, beautiful lady. She looks Hispanic. She's really pretty. And she says, I'm done. But here's her telling her story.
Hi, everybody. I've got some news I want to share with you. Since so many of you have sent me messages while I've been on leave asking me how I'm doing or when I'll be back, many of you left kind messages telling me that you miss me. I appreciate all of the messages, and I miss you, too. This time away from work has given me a chance to reflect on my work. 22 years ago, Fox 10 hired me and paired me up with John Hook to bring you the news every night. Shortly after becoming a team, we jumped in the ratings, and we've held the number one spot for almost all of our time together. Anyone who's worked in TV news can tell you that is not an easy feat, and it's one I'm extremely proud of. And I thank you for that, for tuning in and inviting us into your homes. Sadly, journalism has changed a lot since I first stepped into a newsroom, and I'll be honest, I don't like the direction it's going. The media needs more balance in coverage and a wider range of viewpoints represented in every newsroom, at every level, and in each position. In the past few years, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media. I'm sure there are other journalists out there who feel the same way. I found myself reading news copy that I didn't believe was fully truthful or only told part of the story. And I began to feel that I was contributing to the fear and division in this country by continuing on in this profession. It's been a serious struggle for me, and I no longer want to do this job anymore. So I've decided the time is right to do something else, and I'm leaving Fox 10. I thank Fox for their understanding as I've come to this decision, and I am grateful for the opportunities they provided for me to cover so many big stories over the years. As I close this chapter of my career, there will probably be some hit pieces written about me. Not everyone is dedicated to telling the truth, but thankfully many of you have figured that out. I promise you, if you hear it from my lips, it will be truthful. It is scary walking away from a good job and a successful career, especially in difficult times. I know God has my back and will guide me to work that aligns with my values. I feel such a deep connection to all of you wonderful Fox 10 viewers here in Arizona and those I've met and interviewed over the years. Thank you so much for your trust and friendship all these years. I will keep in touch, and I hope you will do the same.
So that particular lady's name is Kari Lake. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow. News to share, she said. Thank you for the kind messages. And she wanted to reflect on her 22 years of work. Eloquent, beautiful, and obviously has an ethic, a work ethic, and a moral core that she says, I've had it. We were number one in our slot for almost all of the time that she's been doing this, is what she said. But she says she can no longer do it. Journalism has changed too much. Media needs more balance, she said, at every level. And what she said that probably resonated, there's another comment, and I'll get to that. But she says she's no longer proud to be a member of the media in the last few years. Wow. She goes on to say that I've read copy that wasn't truthful or didn't tell the whole story. Do you find yourself thinking that when you're watching stories? I mean, I look at media with a critical eye now. And I know exactly what she's saying. She said it was a serious struggle. I watched her on the news. I rarely watched the news, but I remember seeing her. And I mean, the times I listen to the news, the minute they go into COVID or Wu flu, I turn it. They start giving me stats or they talk about the vaccine. I go, here we go. I would love for Kari Lake, maybe I'll interview her. And I wanted to tell us, how do you get the news? Who's bringing this stuff to us? Because it doesn't matter whether you're in Arizona, you're in Tennessee, or you're in Kentucky or New York. It is the same stuff. Who's doing this? She leaves. She says, they're going to probably do hit pieces about me because everyone's not dedicated to the truth. Or not everyone is dedicated to the truth. But she's walking away from an amazing job. She says she's a bit afraid. You know, it's a terrible time for her to be looking for something else. But I want you to understand how much she wants to get her core back. She says, I think there are more of you out there. I know there are. So what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen, people. They're going to move over and they're going to want to deal with us. They're going to want to be part of our team. See, journalists can't stand themselves. They know what's happening in their industry, and some have decided that enough is enough. These are true heroes, not these leftists who are lying about, you know, oh, you know, I'm on the front lines of the coronavirus. Whatever. A former MSNBC producer wrote a scathing letter explaining why she left that news network. This was a while back, but it fits. She said, July 24th was my last day at MSNBC. I don't know what I'm going to do exactly, but I simply couldn't stay there anymore. This is Ariana Picari. My colleagues are very smart people with good intentions. The problem is the job itself. It forces skilled journalists to make bad decisions on a daily basis. And then she provided a number of examples of why she was leaving that stench of a network. She said, it's possible that I'm more sensitive to the editorial process due to my background in public radio, where no decision I ever witnessed was predicated on how a topic or a guest would rate. The longer I was at MSNBC, the more I saw such choices. It's practically baked into the editorial process. And those decisions affect news content every day. She said, likewise, it's taboo to discuss how the rating scheme distorts content, or it's simply taken for granted, because everyone in the commercial broadcast news industry is doing exactly the same thing. But behind closed doors, industry leaders will admit the damage that's being done. She then quoted somebody she described as a successful, insightful TV veteran who said, we are a cancer and there is no cure. But if you can find a cure, it would change the world. He called his industry a cancer. And that is exactly what it is. And that is exactly why when you come to my show and shows like it, and you start getting a dose of the truth, I don't know how far and wide this show reaches or will reach, but I promise you, there are people out there paying attention. They know that cancer exists and they're sick of it. And they want somebody that's going to deliver it straight. I will tell you my, quote, biases if you want to listen to the show. But they're based on good, sound principles, not some made-up stuff. Nobody tells me what to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I guess it's only right we finish today with the Me Too movement scam. That's what it is. The so-called feminists, they don't seem to care when transgender athletes are competing against women, dominating women, biological women. They don't seem to care when women who, you know, complain about things like their periods, get, you know, childbirth, giving up careers and things like this, things that transgender women have no ability to relate to. They don't seem to care. But they care about women, right? Oh, I get it. I get it. It's a double standard. It's, I want my cake and eat it too. And in this case, how are you going to do it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's a scam. If you haven't figured it out, everything that the leftists do is a scam. It's a way to get your money. That's all it is. It's a way to put men on notice, even though these are the people that claim we don't have any gender roles. Why are they going after us? They're gender neutral now, right? You can be who you want to be. 71 different genders is some outrageous number. What do you care? Why are you still dumping on men? Leftists love their movements. They love their clever names like Black Lives Matter, Me Too, Time's Up. Cute slogans that evoke an emotional response, because that's all they got is emotion. They yell at you, if they loot, they riot, burn things down and kill people, you're supposed to take notice of their problem. So what their problem is not even reality. It's not based in reality. I'm not going to have time today, but at some point I'm going to go into the real stats of Black Lives Matter and what that bogus movement is built on. We've talked about it a little bit, but we should talk about it a little more. I know we talked about it the other day. But you can never cover a subject like that too much. They back up their slogans with these movements to support these so-called victims. Blacks, women, gays, or whoever fits the narrative at the time. Muslims. But as we learn of many of these organizations, they are mere fronts. They're terrorist fronts. Ways for people who fake passion for movements in order to profiteer. Take the case of Joe Captain Demento Biden's cancer charity, right? He was supposed to solve cancer during the Obama administration. Barack, baby black Jesus, put him in charge of it. And we learned that it was just another leftist scheme that built its supporters out of millions of dollars and did absolutely nothing to further the cause of cancer. That's just the way leftists roll. They want you to think they care when they don't. The women's advocacy group Time's Up was launched by Hollywood celebrities in the wake of the Me Too movement. And it was born of Weinstein. It was supposed to stop this heinous act of sexual, you know, bad conduct by Holly weirdos. And it only got one guy, a couple of other network executives, but the rest of Hollywood is unscathed. Even those committing pedophilia. Yep. Time's Up collected millions and donated less than $20,000 to actual women in need of their services. So they spent millions on employees' six-figure salaries. You can bet they traveled, they threw parties. They supposedly raised money to support victims of sexual harassment in the workplace. Hey, let me tell you where to start, guys. Congress. $17 million of hush money paid out against Democrat congressmen accused of the very act that Time's Up is supposed to be protecting women from. And you can bet every one of those sexual harassers has spoken out against sexual harassment. Cases like that of the dozens of women sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein. Sexually harassed by all those congressmen that I mentioned. Sexually harassed by Jeffrey Epstein and many others. Legitimate cases. Do you think Weinstein was alone in his sexual predation in Hollywood? Do you think Matt Lauer was the only one? Consider what we now know about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Where's Time's Up on this? How many other legitimate incidents of sexual harassment on the job do you think exist? One would think that with the millions of dollars raised, this group could have found more than one group to fund. Yet they spent $2.4 million on salaries and compensation in 2019, according to their annual report. They made one contribution of $19,342 to the National Women's Law Center. Here's some irony for you. The group's payroll taxes of $23,287 totaled more than its single donation. adding insult to injury, roughly 600,000 of those funds spent on compensation went to the ousted Time's Up CEO, Lisa Border. But they're protecting women, right? See, this is the scam. Leftists tell you, we protect the kids, we protect the women, we protect the downtrodden, the blacks, the Latinos, etc., coming in from the border. Anytime they tell you they're protecting somebody, I guarantee you it's an angle for them to figure out how to make more money off that so-called oppressed group. Border, Lisa Border, the former CEO of the group, she's the president, former president of the Women's National Basketball Association. And here's why she left Time's Up. There were sexual allegations made against her son. You waiting for the punchline? That's it. So I've talked about today all of the inconsistencies in the left, in the leftist world. Cuomo, the governor, sexual predator, killer of old people. His brother, complicit in helping him cover it up. The entire media, not really caring about it until somebody put a fatwa against him. Joe Biden, incoherent. No idea what he's doing. Trevor Noah, by the way, he is a Cuomo-sexual. Before he wasn't. Now he's actually talking about him and laughing about the idea that he's no longer in the governor's corner. It's okay for him to pile on now that Cuomo's about to get ousted. We talked about cancel culture. I will tell you, you want to have cancel culture? How about you cancel the people who have donated to a bogus charity who acts as if it's really taking on something that is of a serious nature when they are doing nothing of the sort? I talked about the Capitol Hill threat that is a bogus narrative of the leftists who are trying to pile on to the bogus narrative of January 6th that conservatives stormed the Capitol, and so on. I've talked about journalists who quit their occupation because they said, you know what? We no longer feel respect for our craft. They left at the height. They could have kept their mouth shut and kept their jobs, but they said no. And now we're talking about the final, not the final, one of the additional ones that I haven't even covered. The Me Too scam. People who are collecting millions of dollars, just like Joe Biden did with his cancer charity, and he gave nothing to it. Just like Jay-Z, who's collected, I believe, $66 million and had given away $6,000. Russell Simmons, profiteering on race relations in America, giving away nothing. And here we get Time's Up. They want to rip every guy out there, talk about toxic masculinity and rape culture. And what do? They give nothing away. Less than $20,000 to one agency. Are there not more people out there helping women doing legitimate work? Nope. Apparently not. Time's Up couldn't find them. But they gave themselves fat salaries. As I said, party like rock stars. Went out, talked up, raised their fists, talked about how bad men were, talked about how bad Donald Trump was, how bad conservatives are, and they did nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.